This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. We're live in our studios in downtown Grand Rapids. It's going to be a beautiful day to get out in your backyard, brush off your deck, and fire up that grill. We're going to be bumping up against 60 degrees today, and it is a fantastic Saturday. We're going to go right now to a recording that Barbecue Bob had did last week. He was down at the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Association show, and he had an opportunity to bump up against Jeff Foxworthy. Jeff is a spokesman for some of the equipment that Bob is going to be representing, and Bob had an opportunity to interview Jeff. So we're going to go to that interview right now.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys on Cumulus Broadcasting. We are live in Atlanta for the National HPBA Hearth Patio and Barbecue Show, and I am standing right now in the show with a big banner behind me that says Foxworthy Outdoors on it, and it's a very big honor to bring you live right now Jeff Foxworthy in the Timber Ridge Outdoor Cooker booth. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Bob.
Hey, it's great to finally meet you. I've sent you about 28 emails, and you never returned any of them.
So. I get about 28,000 a day. I'm not real good at it.
Nah, just kidding. But I'm just wondering if you like to hunt.
I love to hunt. I've hunted and fished my whole life. And in fact, about 4 years ago, I finally hung up the gun, and all I do is bow hunt now, and bow hunt elk, bow hunt mule deer. I got a farm in Georgia and whitetails, but yeah, I grew up with it. Love it.
That's a natural progression. I've kind of done the same thing. I've got some beautiful rifles, but Bowtech is one of our sponsors, Allen Bob Sports, and I got this beautiful new Bowtech, and I don't even want to get the gun out anymore.
It's addictive. That's probably my only regret. I wish I had started bow hunting when I was 20 years old. Not that, I mean, I love guns and have them, but just the challenge of it. But, you know, through comedy, I got to do so many things with Realtree and go on their road trips thing and then the Bucks of Tecumseh. But I'd kind of gotten to the point where it's like, okay, been there, done that. And I wanted the challenge of, all right, let me see if I can do it with a bow. And it's, you know, it's like starting over. It's very difficult, but I love it.
You missed a few?
Oh, a few. A few, yeah. I've missed a few. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. You're not hunting enough if you don't miss a few. Do you process any of your own game?
All of it. I've never had a desire to shoot something I wasn't going to eat. You know, people say, well, I'll take you to Africa and you can shoot a lion. And I'm like, why would I want? I don't get that. I don't want to shoot a lion just to shoot it. So, no, in fact, on our farm, to manage it, and I work with a biologist, we have to take about 100 does a year, and so, but I've got a big cooler, and what we don't eat, we got to deal with a food bank, Hunters for the Hungry program, and a couple of local churches where every deer that comes off our place, somebody eats it.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how you should manage. I've been offered a bunch of chances to hunt things like black bear, and it's like I've tried it once. I didn't care for it. Yeah. I don't want to go shoot one just for the pelt.
Yeah, me either. I'm not judging anybody else, but I don't want to shoot something unless I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So what do you like to throw in your Timber Ridge deep fryer here?
You know what? This thing is so cool. Of course, we cook venison in it, but we deep fry turkeys. We got a bunch of turkeys on my farm. Do fish fries in it, onion rings, french fries. We even did, we call them wop biscuits, you know, the cans of biscuits. You crack them open, you throw them in there, and you cover them with a little powdered sugar and syrup. They're awesome. That's awesome. It's almost like a, you know, like a redneck donut, like a redneck donut or something. Well, wop, yeah, because when you hit it on the counter, it makes a wop.
We just wanted to clarify that.
But, I mean, here's the cool thing about it. It's when I first saw this thing, these guys are brilliant. They cooked onion rings in it, and then they turned around and made donuts in it, and you can't taste one to the other. The oil in it never burns. And my wife's from Louisiana, so I've been frying turkeys for 25 years.
And maybe turducken.
Oh, yeah, and turducken. That's a strange little thing. But it's one of those things. When I set up the turkey fryer, I pull out my phone and I punch in 9-1, so I only have to dial one more one to call. It's the most dangerous thing you do with that, you know, with that fryer with a flame coming out the bottom and kids are running around. And then you get through and you're like, what do I do with the oil? This thing, you can reuse the oil 50 times. It's amazing. And in fact, every single friend of mine that has seen it in action has bought one. Once somebody sees it work, they're like, oh my gosh, you can use the oil 50 times. There's no exposed flame. You don't have to worry about the kids running up and something catching on fire. And the oil in it never burns. You got a gap between your flame and the bottom of your oil there. So you can use it over and over again, which, you know, when you're buying oil in those quantities, it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, so to be able to use it 30, 40, 50 times, that's awesome to me.
That's a huge factor.
Yeah. Because I mean, it is to me.
If you have to spend $50 for the oil, you might say, well, I'm not going to cook today. Well, but with this one, you just reuse it.
Absolutely. I mean, we do a bunch of fish fries during the summer. I got four lakes on my place. I mean, we're always frying fish, but that's the deal. You're going to buy $50 worth of oil. So there's that cost associated with doing a fish fry. And to be able to use that same oil all summer long, you're like, daggum, I just paid for the grill, you know?
So how long have you been cooking food?
I like to cook. I'm creative. And to me, most people that like to cook are creative people, because, I mean, I've drawn my whole life. I've written my whole life. And to me, cooking is just kind of an art thing. And my dad loved to cook. In fact, he wrote a couple of different cookbooks. And so it's... thankfully, the kids don't depend on it to eat dinner every night. But it's something, you know, when I've got the time, I love doing it.
Yeah, well, that's cool. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Cumulus Broadcasting. This is Barbecue Bob, and I am in Atlanta right now at the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Show, the biggest barbecue show in the world. And I'm standing here right now in the Timber Ridge Outdoor Cooker booth, and these folks make some outdoor cooking equipment that is, it's a giant deep fryer, and it's just gorgeous. And I'm talking with Jeff Foxworthy, who is the new spokesman for Timber Ridge, which is a great gig for both of you guys. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I started an outdoor company last year, and it's like, okay, if we're going to put our name on something, I want it to be innovative, but I want it to be of value to people. I don't want to just put my name on crap. And when I saw this thing, and the thing I love about it, it's American made. You know, it's made in Tennessee, and it's quality, man. It's put together well. It's smart. You use that oil so many times that you actually pay for the cooker. And so that's the kind of stuff I want to be associated with. And it's a great product. I mean, it's one of those things. The first time I saw it, I was like, I would buy that myself. And I did, and I use it. So.
Yeah, that was Barbecue Bob down in Atlanta last week with Jeff Foxworthy. We're going to pick up the second half of that interview later in the show. But, Bob, sounds like you had a great time down there with Jeff, and you ran into a bunch of really cool products while you were there.
Absolutely. And what a cool show, and what a great opportunity. But that Timber Ridge deep fryer, we've got Tim Sobey in the studio with us right now. And by the way, that banger was excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
I think your sausages are just... off the chain anyway. I mean, you've obviously made a couple of them before.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Glad you enjoyed that. And they're fresh there at the market, too, so stop by 3450 Remembrance Road, pick one up.
Tim, what makes a banger a banger? Is it just a piece of sausage that we put a fancy name on because it's St. Patrick's Day, or is there really a different ingredient in there? What makes that a little bit different than the sausages you maybe sell the rest of the year?
It's about, like, I guess no matter where you go, the sausages from different regions have their name. If it's a bratwurst or kielbasa is their name, and that's the name that they call it, is that Irish banger. So
okay.
That's what they call their sausage.
And it's a fresh sausage. It's not a smoked one, right?
So, that's right.
You grilled these. You brought these in with the capusta on top. They're fantastic. Again, I got to tell you, if you got time today, shoot over to Remembrance Road and grab some of these, because he brought it in. And guys, I don't know about you, but this capusta had a little juice on it, and it soaked through into the bun. And oh, my goodness, was that just the texture and the flavor was fantastic. But get over there at Sobey's and check one of these things out, because he grilled them up. How long did it take you to grill those? Just
Probably about 20 minutes tops, and actually I did it on that infrared tech. First thing, rolled it out, and that's the beauty of that, is Bob had taught me how quickly you can do sausages and how nice they turn out. So that was the first thing this morning. Rolled it out, fired it up, got the bangers done, and that was the first one in the block to be grilling things up. So the first 10 customers, 9 out of 10 were all guys, and I know there's going to be at least 9 grills fired up today. So.
Right.
Well, you know, it sells itself. Absolutely. I mean, if you had a taste of that, if you like grilled sausages at all, that is just a fantastic flavor, and it just screams St. Patrick's Day. And if you're going to be doing some tailgating, watching some basketball today, or you're getting ready for your big St. Patrick's Day a week from today, that is a must-have on your menu, is to grill up some of those bangers. And he's got this real nice pumpernickel rye roll that he's had made with it. So coming up next, we're going to reach out to our friend Brett Makita. He's out at Allen Bob's today. And then we might talk a little bit more with Tim, because he's got some brisket here as well. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.